The pasuk says, "Kanacholim netuye kiganos, alei noh kaholim nota." Says in of a nachal, which is like a flow of water next to holim, like a tent. So what does tents have to do with necholim, with the flow of water? So Darshan Loimla comes to teach us that man necholim, just like a nachal, a river, malan esodim mituma letayr. If you go in there, it could be like a mikvah. It's mitayr, you take off the tuma, you come letayrom. Afaholim, the same thing in the other tent. It means a person that learns Torah in a noyel, that's malan esodim, can bring up the person mikav choyvo lekav chus, from a choyvo to be brought up to a kav of a chus. Rashi says, and it means a holim here means a botim midrashis, a holim loshin etiya, no fellas them, shenem of yita ole tduya. Kitzen, for learning Torah, that's mala the person also, mitum ala tara, it's also mala the person. Alright, we'll stop here. You were holding Daf Tes Zayin Amar Aleph all the way on top. Again, the Holim and the Cholim. The Chassidus says, "Can the Cholim not Yechganas Ali Nor Cholim Notui?"
Yes, it says in the Pesuk in Bamidbar, "Can the Cholim not Yechganas?" It's like rivers; they're not planted like gardens. Ali Nor near the rivers, Kaholim Nota. They're planted like a Holim, like a tent. Leimaloch, man the Cholim, just like rivers, water. Malamet odim mituma letaira, you could be traveling in a river. Afaholim, the same thing we go into an oil means a base medrash. The place oil shelter we come to learn is malamet odim mikav choiv lekavkus. It's coming to a base of medrash like it's mitari, you brings you up from a kav choiv to a kavkus. The drashi aholim in the cholim, kin aholim notri, kaholim nota, means afaholim means bote medrash. A oihel means a tent, and here it means a base of medrash is mal of the person mikav chayv lekavkus. Oholim zashi loshin etia, like the planting. My fellas dem shenema vayita olei apadna. He planted the tent by apadna. Baitem hakeru lamafreya layotz. The Mishnah said if you read Kriya Shema backwards is layotz. Now halacha is brought down the means in the part in the psukim themselves. Like Rashi brought down, you say b'sherech al mezuzah beisecho b'sherech. You say b'sherech al mezuzah beisecho. You're not yotzei. You say the psukim backwards. But the actual pashas, we have three pashas Kriya Shema. If you say one pasha before the other pasha, but the effort you would be yotzei. Because in the Torah it says it each pasha, the pasha different places. But that's a tikkun chazal to put these three together. But the pashas themselves, if you say the psukim backwards, that's the din of the Mishnah is lo yotzei. Okay, the Kerala Mafrey, La Yotza means the Psukim, you're not Yotza. Rabami, Rabasi, Hevikoi, Katrin, they were there together, Katrin making it, beautify it. Leginanot, Le Rebeloza. They're making the Chasna, they're beautifying the place to make the Chasna for Rebeloza. Srashi, Katrin, Leginanot, means Koshrin, Le Chupa. They're making the Chupa, La Si Isha. Rebeloza was going to get married, they were making the Chupa for the Chasna. Le Rebeloza. Omalahu, hey, so the Ami and Ravasi said to another, "Ada hochi vihochi es until the chuppah takes place." Ezo v'yeshma nusla ve'medrash. Hachaparayim go to the base medrash. Here a shir, here a loch in between. And after they made the chuppah, they're waiting for the chasna. The icy v'yem l'chur. Now come back and tell you what I heard. Is Ozal? He went ashkechel l'tana. He went to the base medrash. Here the tana saying the k'toni. Came to Rabbi Yechonim. One tana was saying in front of Rabbi Yechonim. Kora v'to. He was laying Kriya Shema. The Torah, he made a mistake. He realized he skipped the pasuk. He skipped the word. V'eni yedei lechem Torah. He's not sure exactly which pasuk or which word he skipped in Kriya Shema. It's like this. V'emtza perek. If he's in the middle of a perek, like in the middle of a hafta someplace, he skipped the word. He doesn't know which word he skipped. Is yachsel rush. So p'shiti, you have to go back to the beginning of a hafta. But what then, if you're in the middle of a hoyim shemaya and you realize you skipped the word, or you forgot which one, you have to go back to the beginning of the parasha. Dein perik leperik. You know you finished the whole parasha. You mesupik if you're holding by the second parasha voyim shemoyah, or did you finish voyim shemoyah? You're holding by the third parasha by yomer. Is the answer the perik rishon? Nesupik, go back to the beginning of voyim shemoyah. Like say you only finished with haftam, and you're holding by the beginning of the second parasha. Drashi yaftil rush. Going show you yodeya shebeperik zetor. You know which parak you made a mistake. The dollar is going to skip something. Avlen yadeya b'yeza mokim b'yitoy. You're not sure exactly which word or which pasuk you skipped. Is a lot of go back to the beginning of that parsha. Then parak leperak. Shiyadeya shagomra parsha. You know for sure you finished. You just got finished one parsha. V'tzorach lehafko parsha acheres. And you're about, you should start another parsha. V'ven yadeya b'yeza mehem. You made a mistake. You're not sure which parsha you finished, which one you're starting. Is yafko leperak rishon. That means lehefsik rishon. Go back to where the first one ended. Vayim Shemoya, and that's where you should start from. A memon that you just got finished saying v'hafta, and you're up to Vayim Shemoya. Then ksiva l'ksiva. As you know, Klo, you're holding by your chsavtom. You don't know if it's by the first pasha chsavtom or by the second pasha chsavtom. Is yafta l'ksiva rishayna. Go back when I saw it to the first ksiva and continue on from there. Shashi ben ksiva l'ksiva. Shiyadeya shetzorach l'imu chsavtom. You know now you're up to chsavtom. You're not sure if you're by the first Pasha of Chsavtum or you're by the second Pasha of Chsavtum. You're not sure which Pasha. Is the answer to Rishayim? Always been our stuff to go back to the first one. Omale Rabbi Yechon and Yechon said, Lo Shonu Elo, Shaloi Posach, B'Laman Yibu. You did not start the third Pasha, or the fifth Pasha of L'Laman Yibu Yimechim. Avo Posach, B'Laman Yibu Yimechim. If somebody started already saying L'Laman Yibu Yimechim, is Sircha Nokit V'Yosi. They can name on for sure that's where you're holding. Like you just got finished saying Luchsavtam and you started Laman Yibu. Then you woke up, you weren't sure the last Luchsavtam was it from the first Pasha and I skipped those second Pasha, or did I say the second Pasha Luchsavtam was from the second Pasha? If you started Laman Yibu Yemechim, like Sircha means that's the normal way that comes out of your mouth. So you have right to name on, that's where you're holding. And Mustama, you just got finished saying the second Pasha and everything is alright. It's our postach, but Laman Yibu, you already started to say Laman Yibu, you make him Sircha Nokia. It's like it comes out of your mouth automatically. Sircha. V'yosti v'yosti. V'yosti. These were the halachas he heard in the Beis HaMedrash. V'yosti, he came back, and also the Omalu, he told over these halachas, Omalu, they told him back, Hilu le'bonir o le'shmoya, do v'zeh dayenu. We didn't come to this chastel just to hear these halachas, dayenu, and it was kedai that you went to the Beis HaMedrash to hear these halachas. Shashivam Rav Yechon Latano, Sircha Nokis, ain't litoyis mikan ademis v'yatsis. You shouldn't be afraid you're going to make mistakes mikan until emis v'yatsis. V'ain tzarech lachter, el li emis, she'apasha shkur betiz. This Rashi has a new pshat. Once you start saying l'man yibu yimechim, and v'ayayim with the last pasha, that's shkur in everybody's tiz. Everybody knows that pasha very, very easily. So there's no stuff that you made mistakes then. You only start clear, maybe in emis amuni you'll make a mistake, emis v'yatsis. But from Laman Yirbu till the end, shouldn't have any strikers. If you misupik, if you skipped the word or not, you know, I'm for sure you did skip it. That's where Rashi learns. But Nalach, it's like I told before, we passed it. It just means, if you misupik, you said Uchsav Tomanat, and you started to say Laman Yirbu, so should you be misupik, maybe you skipped the whole second Pasha? That no. Since you started Laman Yirbu, a person doesn't start Laman Yirbu unless you finish the second Pasha. That's all. It's only because you don't know which pasuk you skipped out, we say you have to go back to the beginning of the parasha. The person knows exactly where he skipped. You skip one teva or a pasuk, and the sarach laster elam oisa pasuk v'elach. He only goes back to the beginning of that pasuk. It's anything that you're saying. You realize you skipped the word, you don't have to go back to the beginning of that pasha, just go back to the beginning of that pasuk. Now, Mr. Shaila, what about you know, Chloe, you skipped just one word in the middle of the pasuk? Can you go back to that word and continue on, or do you have to go back to the beginning of that pasuk? So Mishabur brings down the machlokes achronim in that. And he's more like machwi, you should go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Because even though you know you skipped Laman Yirbu, you skipped the word Yirbu, you have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk Laman. You shouldn't start from that one word you skipped. You always have to start over from the beginning of the pasuk, but not the parsha. Is that what you said here? You start from the beginning of the parsha because you don't know which pasuk. But if you know exactly which pasuk or which word, you just start over again from the beginning of that pasuk. Same thing in Halal and in Mikra Megillah. So that's the Mishnah. For Ummin, people that are workers, it's a mole, here's a hilchot worker. If you're working, you have to work the Amunah. And all your time is given over to the Balabos. So that's the Mishnah, Kurim, Barei Shilam. They have a right to say Krishma even on top of the tree. That's where they're working. And Namal, if you work on top of the tree, when you want to daven, you come down and daven Namal.
But a work, he's meshubah to work with balabos, he can't take off. So he has a heter to daven shema even on top of the tree. Umnin kerim b'reish ilon of b'reish hanidbach, on top of a wall. A wall made out of stone.
Nidbach. They were tomb when he was in the tree also, Masana.
Kenzain. He also is kriyish mashalarvus, or else. Umnin kerim b'reish ilon of b'reish hanidbach. Masha'enam mishurin lastet came betvila. But comes to say Shimon Esrei, that you can't stay on top of the tree. But you can't have so much kavona, you're afraid you're going to fall down. And tefillah needs a lot of kavona, you have to come down to daven. Yes, Rashi. They're in the middle of working for balabos, and their work is brush ilan, they're chopping down trees. Oy b'rosh ha-nidbach, on top of a binyan shel avodim, next Rashi. V'gi ha-zman kriyishma, it comes ha-zman kriyishma, karen l'sham miyad. They're allowed to say kriyishma there. In the kriyishma, they don't have to come down off the tree. Nidbach as binyan shel avodim, a wall from stones. Come on, yivachim dayevin golem. Ma'ashenu mishurin lachas kain b'tfilas at Rashi. The slusa because coming to davening Shimon Esrei rachmehi. That's bakoshi asking from a kodesh baruch hu. Oh boy, kavona. That you need more kavona for Shimon Esrei than for Krishma. Hilkach ein mispalim b'rosh ilan. You can't daven on top of a tree. Or b'rosh hanidbach. Why? The mistafa you're afraid. Do manafi maybe you'll fall off. Then you chaylem lamed shom. You can't stand there. You don't have too good balance. Elai de'etchach. You have to hold on and be careful. Or machmes bisusa. Because you're afraid, lemotzi mechavon. You can't have too much kavon. Therefore, kriyishma you're allowed to, but tefillah no. Suppose even though kriyishma is the raisa, but we said the ikar kavon you have to have is only the first pasuk shema yisrael. Plus that the kavon of a shema yisrael, you always ruggle the kach. It's an easy kavon. It's kavon so mach shema you're used to doing. It's very easy that you can even do on top of the tree. But tefillah, like Rashi says, is rachmin. You have to ask, you're asking from a kodesh brachim, it takes more kavanah. Plus it's longer kavanah. At least the whole first bracha you have to have kavanah. And about the mitzvah, you have to feel as if you're standing with Mei Hashem the whole time. So that's hard to have kavanah on top of the tree.
Is this a head to take off time from the balabos? Sure.
No. What do you mean take off? You mean
the worker?
To daven you mean, right. Yeah. To daven is a matter, right. We'll soon see in the Gemara how much they're matter him. Right, to daven you have the head to. Choson, we have before this Mishnah, Choson, Potem, the Kriyashma, Laila, Rishon. It's a Choson, the night of the Chasna, about his Oisik, he's Torah in the mitzvah of making the bia at night, and he's Torah, he has the Zohar's mind, he's Potem the same Kriyashma now. The Yad Moitsoi Shabbos, at Namah, he got married Tuesday night, so for 4 nights he had the Heter, Ad Moitsoi Shabbos, in Moyosa Maitse. If he didn't have the bia the first, second, third night, he still Potem the same Kriyashma the first 4 nights. So the Mishnah Maisa from Gamliel, Shenasa Isha, when he got married at Hakasana, the Kora Laila Rishoina. But that night he still said Krishna. And even though the Kuru is Potter, he still said Shema. Omulai Pamida, the Pamida Marakasha, the Maratona Rabbeinu, you yourself taught us. Shechosem Potter Krishna, a Chosem is Potter the same Krishna. Omulahem, he answered back, Eni Shema Elchem, I'm not going to listen to you. Levato Heimeni Malchus Shmaim Afilu Shachas. I'm not going to Levato not to say Krishma even Shrachas. Hey, he held his Mechuyev to do it, to say. So Taisa says, the Hezbeh, the Taisa Maisa Lingamliyum, the Taisa Lav Maisa Listeru, he's not being safe to his own din and din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a Chosn is Potter from Krishma. So how come he himself said Krishma? So Taisa is Nahal Kamashmalon. Lavabai Listeru, the Kamashmalon, in Godelhu, Ovateach Ba'atsmoy, Sheyuchol is Chavim, Vuroy Lito as Hashem Horshus Biyodi. Come to tell you that doggies. A normal person has a tear on his mind. He has to realize he's not going to be able to daven say Krishna the way he is with these tears. So then you put him. But if you're a Gavra Rabbah or Gamliel, that's for you. Even when you have these tears, still you're able to makabal upon yourself, oh, mach shreim, the right way, then who should be other? But then you don't have the psur oisik the mitzvah. Because even when you're being oisik in this mitzvah, thinking about the diya, you can still have kavana. You are such a high madrega, you can have that kavana. But Shaykh will see later on in Alocha, we hold that Chosn is not part of the same Krishma. Because we're at the lowest Madrega. We're at a Madrega that even a whole year round we don't have too much Kavanah in the same Krishma. Mele of a Chosn is going to pop himself the same Krishma, his Mastek Yura is a big shot. Just to say the whole year you have a lot of Kavanah. And tonight you don't have so much Kavanah. Lamait, we hold that Chosn is not part of the same Krishma. But even though he's Torah, but it's not worse than the whole year you're Torah. And still we have a Chit to say Krishma. So Kitsa, there are Dargis here. There is that if you're at the Darga, that every time you have a lot of Kavanah. just tonight he came out of that kavana, that's the way to the mitzvah, you put it from the mitzvah. But if Rabbi Gamliel was at such a high madrega, at any time he could have kavana, he was mechuyev to. And by us, every time was the same type of a kavana. So we're also mechuyev to. So the Maratana Rabbon, for umnin kerbi and barayshila, a person that's working his ladder, say, kreishma on top of the tree, or barayshah nidba on top of the wall, or mispaulim when it comes to say tefillah, shemun esrei, for rosh hazayis of rosh hatein, he's only allowed to daven if he's on an olive tree or a tain of fig tree. But these things have very large branches, and it's easy to hold your balance there. Vashenken shar kol ilonis, and the other tree is yordin lamatum mispaulim. They have to come down and daven on the bottom. Trashu mispaulim for rosh hazayis of rosh hatein, this man shayiskim behem, this man that was doing work there, the vnei shanofim rubin, a lot of branches. They can stand there, keep their balance without doichik. They're not afraid to fall down. They have to daven on top. Other trees, were afraid. They're afraid they'll fall down. They can't have kavon. But a balabas, he's not mishubet anybody. He can do what he wants. Balabas is benkach or benkach yurid lamato mispaul. In any case, he has a chiyuv to come down and to daven on the ground. Why? Lefi shein daitim yushevus alot. A tzitzah is not such good kavona on top of a tree, even for kriyashma. Just an umbein, he's meshubah to do work, he's not allowed to stop working. So if you could have a little kavona, you have to stay up there. But a balabos that has a choice to come down, he's mechuyev to come down. Trashi benkach or benkach leima. Dein miteina, I feel from a day tree. The fig tree, then Mishari Lonis, Yeridum is follow. So ain't a Mishubin Lamloch, he's not Machuyev to do work, now the Balabos, Shubra Shusatsmoy. So therefore, he has to come down and daven on the bottom. So if he's shamed by him, Mishavis Lamloch, Nibususai, he's afraid. Anybody on top of a tree is afraid. Now, the Yim Hekilu Eitz of Helen, if they gave a heta by a worker, why? If they bit the Molocha, because they don't want to stop working, of the Hekilu Eitz of Balabai. They weren't made of a balabas. So about the pasal, some person, if you're on a tree, you shouldn't say krishma there, because you can't have such good kavan. You're still afraid you fall down. Just a pail that has a chiyuv to work, and he's not allowed to be a batalin. When you're working the shop, you're getting paid for every hour. It's every hour you mishuba to work. So chazal were not makel. He could take off from work today to come down to say krishma. The ma'aseh halacha is brought down, the mechaber brings down the bezman is there. Even an umen is allowed to come down to do work. Because the man is there, when you hire somebody, the balabas usually is not knocked it upon the poil, not to give him off a few minutes. So then the balabas knows that he has to daven, now the balabas is about his moichel to give him time off to daven like a mensch. But mikir adin, if he's not moichel, so the chazal gave a new takana, you poil, have to stay up there, do your work, just to say krishna where you are.
This guy can't ask him about why he's up there driving
now? He's a poil, I don't know. Mikir adin, I don't know.
Also, what is it?
Right.
What's
Rashi says, because it has a lot of branches. It's easy to stay up there. Rami le Rav Mori bro debas Shmuel le Rav. Because Rav Mori, or Mori was the daughter of Bas Shmuel, le Rav, he has to shayla tonight. Says now, Mishnu min Kurim b'roish Ilon u'b'roish ha-nidbuch. They're allowed to say Kirishma on top of the tree. Alma loy boy kavona. Look, what's the pshat? How could they say Kirishma there? Because you don't need kavona by Kirishma. Rimin, we'll have a kasha then. You have to have kavon when you say Shema. We had machlekes before. Some say the whole first pasha, some say the first two psukim, but at least the first pasuk is Shema. Shenema Shema Yisrael. Olal Noeina. Haskes is Shema Yisrael. Haskes like Petach Tich and the kavon. You have to know what you're talking about. Is Mal Ahalayim b'Haskes? Just like in verbs of Haskes, do a claw. Know what you're talking about. Is Avkan by Shema Yisrael for Haskes? You have to do it with kavon. So how could there be a din and umen? It's a lot of faith, Rosh Ha'ilon. Ishtik, he kept quiet. Om Malay, Yidush Milucho, did you hear a terrace for this, bro? Om Malay, Hoch Yomar Sheshes. This is the Rosh gave a terrace for this. Fuhu Shebatla Nimlachtam, the current. Terrace says when he's up on the tree, it's not the pshat, he still has to have the sword in his hand and keep on soaring while he's saying Shema. When he's up there, there's a lot of stuff from his work. So maybe he could have Kavonah up there. But for about, you only have to have Kavonah in the first pasuk. So check that kavod up there also. But any chlam is to do your work that you're not allowed to. For the more I got time, you got another brayso. They still loymrim. Oiskim b'mlachton b'koyrin. They still hold you allowed to say krishma even while you're doing work. Hey, that was a hukeh b'shamash. He was in the morning dafka standing and at night dafka leaning down. And Beishilo said, no, even Yoiskim b'mlachtam, you can't have kavani, you do not have kavani, l'kasher. On the perek rishon, have a perek sheni. It's the first perek, he's saying, you can't do work. Because that's Shema Yisrael, you have to have kavani. That's what Beishilo says, you can say Shema even when you're working, that's perek sheni. So Rashi says, Tinan Rashi, Umnin Karim Bresh Elon, Afilu Bisman Shainafukin. Even while the mamish working up there, Alma Laboy Kavona, the Terrace was no Shema Vatam and Blastam occurring. Now, rather, they have a heter to stop doing work when they're saying Krishna. Kadeshi Kurim the Kavona, Rishoyin Livatam and Blastam. For that, you have Kavon, you have a Rishus to stop doing work.
The game is in the last week, take Krishna on the tree, you don't think that you don't waste time finding what
you want. Right. In the Mishil Tishomer, it talks about Musa, how you have to be careful if you're a poil, you're working for somebody. It brings down this Gemara, Mamish Pilat Rain here. How careful a poil, a worker, has to be careful not to waste a second from working for the Balabas. Here it's a Shalach Chazal, we're not left here to say Krishna, come down from tree even. No, you got to stay up there and say Krishna up there. You're wasting time coming down and going up. The Efshahu, I mean, I say, Lalocha, the Balabas, I have to Meichel. You have to have a good Balabas, you have to make sure he's Meichel for the breaks. Karek Rishon to Rashi. Parsha Shema, Voi Kavona. His Rashi learns it means the whole Parsha Shema means the Tov, you have to also, you need Kavona. So I saw it in the sun. What? Tov, right. Halach has brought down also the whole first pass, you should have Kavona here. So who has a little theory, even though before we passed him, Yika Kavona was only the first Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, so the Mishmur of Mashmah is a little chilek here. Here it's like it shouldn't be a design to Kriya Shema to look like it's a Masli. So it's not nice to do work while you're saying even the whole first Parsha. It's even off Kavanah will only equal the first Pasuk, but it's not nice to do work while you're saying the whole first Parsha. So the news act like it's the Dezoyin to Kriya Shema. There, even the whole first Parsha, you shouldn't be doing work when you're saying it. But the second Parsha, really, you let it continue doing your work to the second Parsha. Tana Rabbon, Mocha Braita. Ha'apoyalim, people that are working for a Balabas, Shoyoyisim Malach, Eta Balabayas, they were working, they were hired by a Balabas, is current Kriya Shema, they have a right to take off the Dav say Kriya Shema. They could say Birchas Kriya Shema also before and afterwards. The Yoichel and Pitzim, they have a right whenever they have the lunch break to take off to eat. Or Mavorchim, they can make a bracha lefanei liachreya. They have a heter to take off time to make a moitzi and to make up to bench. Or Mispalin Tzvila Shal Shmon Esrei, they could also take off prior to Davin Shmon Esrei. Avolein Yoradim lefanei atevet, they want to go to shul and be the chazin? That no. What's prior to be a chazin? That you have the heter for. The Enoisin Kapayin, if he's a Kohen, he has no heter to take off time to Duchin. That, no, that they weren't matter. Rashi Kohen Eshma, Mavorch Mepnei Lachreo, Kitikuna. They have a right to say Birchot Krishma. The Chayin Zizman, Tzvilo, they have the right to stop and daven. Avlan Yod Mepnei Ateva, and Yom Yishoyim Levatam Im Lachton, Vulewa Mepnei Ateva, Lasta Shliach Tiba. Shiesham Vito Molocha Yesu Medai. That takes too long. One of the Yishliach Tiba, your Pavlech Hazon is there, that, no. Me'ein Shmantin, but they could daven Shmon Esrei. But the Ma'akasha v'Tanya Nachabraitas Paket. Me'en Yudches, they weren't even matter of toil to say Gan Shmon Esrei. It takes too long, you work, you stop working. So you only have a heter to say Me'en Yudches. That's the Brochus Havineinu, that Rashi Me'en Shmon Esrei means Havineinu. Ladas Rechecho, what is Havineinu? Shekher lo yudah le Brochus v'Brochachet. We'll see later in the next paragraph, in the fourth paragraph, that the more they're Matthew the daven is short davening, that means you say the first three brachas and the last three brachas that you have to say. Just the middle 11 brachas, they will curl on one long bracha to make it short for you. The gimel rishon is gimel achrayin is kilchof, and that you have to say. But here it says a pearl doesn't have right to daven the whole Shemon Esrei, only a short Shemon Esrei. The sira, amar sheish is lakasha, or of Gamliel, or of Yeshua. It's Rabbi Yeshua sheet that holds that every day you're allowed to daven have a nenu if you want. That's what machlokes later. The drash Yehorah Gamliel Horav Yeshua. They've not the perakulah hashachar. Then Gamliel Oimer his shita is the whole yain for yain mispal lodim yudches brachas. That's what Gamliel holds. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer mein yudches. Rabbi Yeshua holds every day you could daven mein yudches. Here that it says the pearl should say mein yudches. Avi neinom. That's according to Rabbi Yeshua. For Rabbi Gemara, he Rabbi Yeshua. This brayza goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. My he repoil him. What's the chiddush? Because he's a worker, he could say mein yudches. According to Rabbi Yeshua, every person has a right to daven, have a name every day. No, this price goes lalocha that we daven shmonesrei every day, and a regular person has to daven b'davka the whole shmonesrei. I it's a stira. Is the prayer a lot of daven the whole shmonesrei, or can he only daven havenenu the short lekasha? Can be'osin b'skoron, can be'osin b'sudosin. Depends what deal, how hard you're working. One prayer is working b'sudosin means just to get his food. The mayor doesn't have to work so much for the balabas. All the balabas pays him is his food. That's all. A stay in food, what you call stay in boredom stay, you get boredom food, that's all. But I'm not going to pay you anything else. So then you don't have to work so hard. Then you have a right to take off to say the whole shmoneh esrei. But if I'm paying you, when you're working for me, then you don't have a right to be a battle and to take off to the whole shmoneh esrei. You have to say a short shmoneh esrei. Trashy oysen bischoron, shin meitlin tcha puloson, levad sudoson. Achutz the balabos gives you a food. He also pays you. Then tzrichim amar hamalocha, you have to do good work first. Or mispalem ein yudches, you have to get back to work first. And only the ein yudches you can daven. Avaloysen b'sadosan b'shvil ha'achilu levada. If you're only working to get your food, then mispalem yudches. But the more about Tanya, Rashi has been chusav, is like a riot what we're saying, that there's chilek between the poil to get paid or just get food. But Tanya, poilim shoy oysen malocha eitza balabai. A fellow that was hired working for Balabas, covering Krishna, is right to that, say Krishna, O Mispalim, the Yoichlan Piton, and he's allowed to eat, other the Ain Nevorchen of Faneha. The Mamish patted you, you don't have to make a mitzvah. It takes too long to make a mitzvah even. You don't have to stop your work to make a mitzvah even. Avon Nevorchen Achreel Stein, but comes to benching, also Achidish. You can't bench all three brachas, only two brachas, that's all. So he says, that's when it's Achidish here. Ketad, how do you bench this poem? Is bracha rishayna kitakuna. As bracha has done, he says the whole thing the way he's supposed to. Noshniya, when he starts the second one, for sayach the bracha soritz, the koyel and bainay rishlayim the bracha soritz. He's koyel is all the yon with the rest of benching in one bracha. But it doesn't say three brachas, only two brachas. So at the bright, the net of a murim, when we have such strict halach is the yaitim is chorin. A koyel that's working is getting paid for his work. Then he can't be a batman, he can't take off time to make a mitzi, and he can't bench normal. Avalois in the sudasim, a prayer that's only working to get food, or ishahoya balabayis meisa vimoyen, or else the balabos is sitting with them, and then the time the svarah the balabos is moichol, he lets you bench, then the vorcha tikkuda. Then you have to bench normal and make brachas normal. So a kobon mitzvah is a chivuk upon a payol, whether you're working to get paid, or whether you're just working for your food. Trashi b'tanya b'nichusa, the yeshchilik b'naisim b'schon yeshchim b'sadosim. Yehim b'vorchim l'funeh, you don't have a right to make hamoitzi, trashenim min ha-teirah. Hei z'bircha sanenim z'onim min rabonim. Av m'vorchim y'achreel shim min ha-teirah. Yechziv yochalte v'savotza v'rachta, so since benching is mid-raisa, you have a chiyuv to bench. V'koilin shtei bruches, v'achas, she'bircha soritz, o'din yin Yerushalayim zayim. The man is doing the ladodi, those two brachas, so he can put it together in one bracha. Now, Tzitzis says, the bottom Tzitzis, the Tzitzis and the Birchis Oretz, the Tzitzis, ah, Fagav, the Midiraisa, and even though Midiraisa, you have to say three brachas, so how could the Rabbanan tell a poil now, you don't have to bench, only say two brachas. By saying two brachas, the Tzitzis, you're not Yotzi, you're Mitzvah Diraisa. The Tzitzis still, Yesh Koyach, Biyad Chachomim, La'aka, Dovim, and Atayro. Hurlu, true game, the Melechus Balabayim. The Chomim went so far, and when Ma'ake said, you don't have to do the mitzvah deraisa. With deraisa, you have to bench and say three brachas. The Rabbanan said, no, you don't have to say three brachas, let's say two brachas. Why? Because you're Torah, you're working for Balabas, and it's not nice to stop working. Not because they can't say when it's called the face of Shita. But Malach and the Magen Avraham says, not like so. He says, Avada said, deraisa, you would be allowed to be yoitza. But Teretz is like Rashi says, that with deraisa, there's no real chiyuv to say three different brachas. There's Indian to say three different inyonim. You have to say Birchas Hazon, then you'll say Birchas Oretz, and then you Yerushalayim. So Rashi says these two brachas are Doimis Ladodi. And she Birchas for Oretz, or then you Yerushalayim Doimis Ladodi. So even if you put it together in one bracha, you're Yoyt Yechi Midirais also. Because Midirais, you just have to mention these three in Yonim. Last off, you have to have three separate brachas. As according to Tzayt Shita, Birchas Hamozim, the three brachas, that's Midirais. And you can't be curled the last two brachas in one bracha, you're not Mekayim Yechi Midirais. The Morgan Avram says, Allah though, the Yom the Maros from the Kayan the Chiv Midiraita. That we have three separate verses, that's only Midirabon. Rakor Pada Matka Le Kach Chazar went. But we said, La Allah, the Mechala brings down that the Bizman is there, that a Perl Avadi is supposed to make more brachas, and he has to bench, for some Balabos is Moichel. I know, but Lui Tzvi have a real strict balabos. He's not murky at all, because then you'll have this din of the Gemara. Yeah. Right. Chosen potter mikrishma. The Mishnah says that chosen is potter, and then you have before, because it's the mitzvah potter and a mitzvah. Son of Rabbon, the same thing we have before, we'll have together. The shift to chod day secher. The pasuk says when you're sitting in your house, you're supposed to say krishma. The diya, properly you're sitting for mitzvah. And when you're Isaac doing a mitzvah, that's not called your shift chod, you're sitting for yourself. You're doing a mitzvah, you're part of saying and doing other mitzvah krishma. Well, the next chod, but there, the next part says, when do you say krishma? When you're walking, taking a stroll, is prat lechosin. A chosin is part of it. Mikan omru, hakoinis a tapsula, somebody's marrying a psula. If you marry a psula, is part of it. If you marry an Isha that's a bull already, then chay. And we spoke out that there's two types of term of Isaac and mitzvah. Where your mom is doing a maitha mitzvah, shaking a lulav. So that's the first term. You don't have to do other mitzvahs. I'm doing a maitha mitzvah. But Shankarim, when a chosim, the whole night he's not really doing an actual mitzvah. He's just getting married. He's not doing the mitzvah though. The mitzvah that he's worried about is the bee at night. And if she's a psula, where he's worried about breaking the psula, he'll become a kushifam. So
that's called his Torah b'mitzvah. And therefore he has a potel. We do not tell him to stop thinking about that and do the mitzvah krishma, but rather he has a right to continue thinking since he's thinking about doing the mitzvah. By Shenka and by an amana, there is no shalah breaking the psula. She's an amana, she's a bull already. Therefore he's not Torah tier to the mitzvah. Therefore he has no ptur of oisa the mitzvah. Therefore by amana, the lochir, you have a chiyuv to say krishma. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. Wait till the end, then turn over.
Then you have to say krishma. His mat derech rishus. Normally, you're taking a walk. You're taking a walk for a stroll, a pleasure trip. Is that pachinami rishus? So he says, when do you have to say krishma? When you're doing your own pleasure. Mashenken, if you're doing a ma'aseh mitzvah, it's not called for your own sake, that's called potter min ha-mitzvah. For the Gemara, what's the raya? Mili atkinu the kosel dvar mitzvah. Well, that's chabaderech. Maybe he's going to shir, maybe he's going to daven. He's going with dvar mitzvah. And still the Torah says, you have to say krishma. But fidu hachi yamarachmon alikri. So what's the raya? Isik is potter. In kemza the Gemara, lay mekro beleches. Just says beleches, when you're going. My belech techo, what's the extra lecho? Mashma shmamino beleches bidoch hudu mechayevis. When you're doing your own going, when you're not oisik in a mitzvah, then you have to say krishma do mitzvahs. On the hod the mitzvah, when you're going, you're walking, you're doing a mitzvah, then the klal is katiris. You're apart from the other mitzvah. It's not that with what we said, like what's the chiddush shita? If you're doing one mitzvah, what's the chiddush? You don't have to stop and do the next mitzvah. Shita, I can't do two at the same time. I'm doing one shita potter. See, Lord, the chiddush is that there's an issa to stop doing this mitzvah to do the next one. Like you miller shav that are doing lulav, and an oni comes and wants to give stucker. So you feel very good about giving stucker. You would like to stop doing the lulav now and give him stucker. The locher is not. You're not allowed to. About oisik the mitzvahs, potter in a mitzvah. It's as if the second mitzvah is like a reshus. It's not a mitzvah anymore. So there's an issa to stop doing the first mitzvah to do a second mitzvah. But that's the chiddush. If you're oisik in a ma'aseh mitzvah, that when you're doing this mitzvah, you can't do two at the same time, you're not allowed to stop that mitzvah to do the second one. For the Gemara now, my you reckon is absurd.